Chapter 1. It was springtime at Green Gables, and the world was coming back to life after the long sleep of winter. Red buds popped out on the maples, young curly ferns pushed through the fertile spring soil, and all the rivers and streams bubbled with renewed energy. Most important of all were the mayflowers, white and pink stars that bloomed luminously against the brown leaves on the woodland floor. "Oh, I feel sorry for people who live in lands where there are no mayflowers," Anne sighed as she arranged the flowers she had brought home from school in a collection of vases. "Diana says maybe they have something better in other countries, but I don't think there could be anything better than mayflowers. Can there, Marilla? And then Diana said that if people in other lands don't know what mayflowers are, they can't miss them. But I think it's absolutely tragic to not know what a mayflower is." Marilla merely sniffed. "Oh, we had such a fun day today, Marilla," Anne gushed. "We ate our lunch in a big old mossy hollow by an old covered-up well. It's such a romantic spot. Charlie Sloane dared Artie Gillis to jump over the well, and Artie did, because he wouldn't refuse a dare. Nobody would in school. It is very fashionable to dare. And then we all went to gather mayflowers. Mr. Phillips gave his mayflowers to all the older students who had worked hard this year. Someone tried to give me mayflowers, too, but I rejected them with scorn. And I can't tell you who it was, because I vowed to never let their name pass my lips." Marilla spared a thought for poor, scorned Gilbert Blythe, who she could see was trying his best to make up for his disastrous first meeting with Anne. She knew it was no good to point this out to Anne, however. "And then we all made wreaths of mayflowers and put them around our hats, and when it was time to go home, we all marched two by two with our wreaths and bouquets, singing. We made quite a sensation, Marilla. People came out to watch us." "I'm not surprised. Such a silly scene," Marilla replied. Spring soon gave way to the steady, building heat of June. One evening, Anne was sitting in her bedroom window. Outside, the pink blossom trees in the orchard rustled gently in the evening breeze, and the song of frogs singing from the marshes at the end of the Lake of Shining Waters drifted upon it. All of this was lost on Anne, as she was deep in a wonderful daydream. Something about the room felt more alive and vital these days. Perhaps it was the cracked vase full of flowers, or the school books, ribbons, and dresses scattered about the place, or perhaps it was because this was now a room where dreams were being dreamed, and where a life full of joys, excitements, and sorrows was being lived. Marilla came in, holding some freshly ironed aprons. She sat down on the bed with a sigh. Marilla had had one of her bad headaches that afternoon, and they always left her tired out. Anne turned to Marilla with sympathy in her eyes. "Oh, Marilla, if I could have had the headache in your place, I would have borne the pain joyfully." "Well, you did your part by getting on with the work and letting me rest," said Marilla. "And you did make fewer mistakes than usual, Anne, aside from starching Matthew's handkerchiefs. And usually when people put pies in the oven, they take them out again when they are done, and they don't let them burn to a crisp. But you always have had your own way of doing things." "Oh, Marilla, I'm sorry," Anne said penitently. "I never thought about the pie once I'd put it in the oven. I did feel that there was something missing from the dinner table, but I couldn't think what. You know, I resolved this morning not to let myself get distracted by imagining anything, and I did pretty well until I put the pie in. And I had an overwhelming urge to imagine that I was a princess, shut up in an enchanted tower with a handsome knight riding to my rescue." "Naturally," came Marilla's dry response. "And the handkerchiefs?" "All the while I was ironing, I was trying to think up a name for the new island Diana and I